I'm Spencer. My good friends Ricky and Brando hang out with me each and every morning. Father's Day is this weekend. I love Father's Day. I had the greatest father growing up. The guy was wonderful, and he's still wonderful to this day. He's been on the show a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your dad's a cool guy.
He's sweet.
I have him waiting on the phone because not everybody celebrates Father's Day. And the reason is because there's a lot of absentee fathers. There are a lot of fathers who don't care about their children. There's a lot of fathers who don't pay child support. There's a lot of bad human beings out there. And I'm right about your dad. He was one of them.
Your grandfather had multiple issues that are all forgivable, Spencer.
They're forgivable, but he was a little bit of a jerk. My grandfather was an alcoholic and he was abusive.
Yeah,
so
it's a bad combo.
It is a bad combo. But what it did that I really appreciate is it made my dad a better father and a better husband and a better dad for it.
You're lucky.
Usually because he didn't want to be like his father. Am I correct?
You're correct. You know, everyone has a cycle that they either can get on and stay on, or they can break the cycle and get off it. So,
which just goes to show that I'm going to be a horrible father because my dad was so good.
Oh, no.
Reverse.
Oh, no.
That's why I said, you know, you can stay on it or you can break it.
I'm going to stay on it, believe me.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
You're such a neat guy, Daddy Graves.
No, my dad has a really positive outlook on being a father and being a dad after a terrible father and a terrible dad that he had. But I did wonder, like, because there are a lot of people who don't celebrate Father's Day because their father either isn't existent, isn't a part of their life, was mean to them, whatever it might be.
Well, I mean, that's a real problem with, you know, divorce rate being, what, 50%?
It's higher than that.
And dads being kind of absentee fathers, you know, that kind of thing. And it is sad, but, you know, kids need their dads.
And you know what? I hope for every person in that situation that they did find someone in their lives that kind of took over that role. It doesn't have to be the traditional biological.
I was saying to Ricky this morning.
Ricky, you know what? That happened for me. That happened for me.
Who was the guy that took over that role?
Danny Antonelli.
I love his name. Like spaghetti.
That's the guy from the marching band. My dad was in drum corps like forever in a year, like all the way up until you were like 30-something, right?
40-something.
Oof, all right, 40. And this guy took him under his wing. Benny Antonelli, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Very nice guy. Passed away not too long ago.
Well, that's what's neat about, you know, like there's somebody that represents that in your life.
I was saying to Ricky earlier, anyone can be a father. It doesn't take anything to put a baby in a woman's belly. But it takes a real man to be a dad.
That is true.
Dad, happy early Father's Day. I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
All right, talk
happy
to you later.
Father's Day.
Have a great show, guys.